Food Banks BC has given funding to several organizations across the Kootenays. Food banks in Nelson, Castlegar, Salmo, Slocan, Trail, Castle, Nacusp, New Denver, and Creston have all received a minimum of $5,000 and as much as $15,000. Brittany Anderson, the MLA for Nelson Creston, said in a press release, "It's important that people in our region know they have somewhere they can turn to if they run into challenging times. Our local food banks do great work, but they can't do it all alone, and this investment will help their efforts go further." Katrine Conroy, the MLA for Kootenay West, said, "Our government is working to make life more affordable for every family while supporting the vital work that community organizations are doing on the ground to care for our neighbors." Kootenay Co-op Radio spoke with Allison Trim, the operations manager at the W.E. Graham Community Services Society in Slocan, about the $7,500 they received. Trim mentioned several different ways that they can use this funding.
For us, it's particularly nice about this funding is that it doesn't come with restrictions. Very often funding that you get from different grants and so on is very specific about what you can and can't spend it on, whereas this agency relief fund can be used in whatever way we need to use it. It allows us to spend on staff costs, additional running costs, food costs, transport costs, anything at all that we need. That's what's so nice about it.
The press release from the NDP also said this funding was part of a larger $200 million announced in the spring for work to strengthen the food supply, increase availability of fresh food, encourage food production in remote areas, strengthen food infrastructure, and create more regional food hubs. It also noted that funding is key in regions like the Kootenays where food insecurity has risen due to global inflation and emergencies have interrupted supply chains and food production. Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onishchuk, KCR News.